been a while since I did a podcast. It's been a week or two. I just want to tell you, wherever you are, whoever you are, listen to this. 1984, George Orwell. Check it out. Okay? Because you'll understand, Big Brother wants to control your freaking mind. I want you to understand something. John F. Kennedy said, only an informed and educated people can be a free people. Okay? Only an informed and educated people can be free people. So, here's the key. You know the great book. It says, people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Okay? And knowledge isn't the savior. Okay? But applied knowledge can save you from needless suffering. Okay? Some people say, knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is freaking power. It doesn't matter how much you know. It matters how much of what you know do you actually apply into your freaking life. Okay? It's application of the knowledge that can lead you to the right direction. Okay? Now, it's easy to just hide away, put a blanket over your head, and forget the chaos outside. But you know what? That's how you let evil win. Okay? Because silence is consent, ladies and gentlemen. So, you gotta look into things. I want you to look into the Stanford Prison Experiment. Stanford Prison Experiment. Okay? Because it'll show you how easy it is to manipulate and control people's minds. In a matter of a few days, really seemingly reasonable, logical, compassionate people can become freaking monsters. Okay? And that could include you. If shit hits the fan and your mind's not in the right place, you don't know what you're capable of. I'm telling you right now. You know, there's people in history, when they started starving, you know, when their other family members died, they're freaking eating the flesh. Became freaking cannibals. Okay? People become insane if they're put in a condition that they can't handle. You ever met somebody that was great? Seemingly cool? Seemingly awesome? And then, oh my freak! The person became insane. The person just went freaking insane. Why? They couldn't handle the conditions that was brought against them. You digging me? Are you with me? The person seemed reasonable. Next thing you know, they had this burden. They had this circumstance. They had this, terrible oppression on their soul, on their mind, spiritual oppression, spiritual darkness. And then the next thing you know, they're like a freaking psychopath. Okay, if some of you have been through a divorce and you've had some really bad, horrible ex that just went freaking psycho, and it didn't really have much to do with you, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay? There's a lot of people, and they just snap. They snap. And you know what? The reality is, that's why we need to arm ourselves and guard our minds. You know, the Bible says about guarding our hearts. It talks about renewing our minds through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It talks about guarding our hearts, guarding our minds. Why? Because as soon as we're not following the right spirit, okay? The spirit of the world is darkness, okay? If you understand the elite in this world go around, worshiping freaking demons secretly, pedophile elite sex rings. This has all been exposed. I mean, when you go and look at, Eyes Wide Shut, the movie, just as an example. The movie with Tom Cruise. And, you know, the guy who wrote that movie got freaking killed. Okay? He got killed within a few days before that movie was supposed to launch. Because he was not willing to take out a certain part of that movie that they wanted to, they were demanding him to take out. He was the only one that had the rights to go through with the movie. Check this stuff out on YouTube, you know, educate yourself about this stuff. What happened was, he freaking died suddenly, and they took about 30 minutes out of the film. Not a little cut, about 30 minutes. You know what that was in that? Almost 30 minutes, 20 some minutes. It was exposing the elite's satanic worship and, you know, sacrifices and all those kind of evils. Guaranteed. Cost him his life. Okay, when you look into MK Ultra and mind control, the CIA and all these things, when you look into things like I just mentioned, Stanford Prison Experiment, so on and so forth, 1984, George Orwell, you start putting pieces of the puzzle together. You start understanding that, you know, there's fluoride in your freaking water and toothpaste, and it isn't to freaking help your teeth, okay? Oh, my freak. I said, we are living in a time of universal deception. It's a time call to action. It's a call to action because people are dying left and right like casualties. And when they line you up and they want to put a freaking chip in your hand or in your head, or you won't be able to buy or sell, what are you going to do then? That's what I'd like to ask you. What will you do that moment, that time? Much peace, much love. I'm signing out. I don't get much feedback from these messages I do. I pour my heart out for people, but I don't care. I'll just keep pouring it out anyways. You know why? People are being enslaved. And it's time for people wake up. Take authority of your own life. Because you know what? The mass, they want the masses dumbed down. That's why they put the fluoride in your water. They want you stupid. They don't want you to think. You're danger. You're danger. You're dangerous when you start thinking. To think, to truly think outside the box is a great danger to the elite globalists who believe in something called eugenics. They want to depopulate the world by billions. It's written on the Georgia Guidestones. It's backed by the United Nations itself. They want a population under 500 million. Go check it out. Google the freaking Georgia Guidestones, like the state of Georgia. Georgia Guidestones. Tell you, you look into that, you understand this rabbit hole is just so deep. So deep. They want a population under 500 million. Okay? Bill Gates himself in a speech. Check it out on YouTube. He admits vaccines and so on and so forth are there to, if they continue with the vaccines and do well with vaccines, they can reduce the population. They can keep the population down. Check it out. It's all about population reduction. Okay? I highly recommend a documentary by Alex Jones called The End Game. It can inform you and help you to see how they've stacked cards against you. And when you realize that the banksters, you know, they've kept people in so much deceit. Deception. Kept people in deception. Because they're full of deceit. That's what I was trying to say. you understand that you could take life into your own freaking control. You don't need to be a slave to a 9-to-5. You don't need to be a slave dying of freaking degenerated diseases that you can prevent and reverse. Follow me on YouTube, Jaren Lyons. Share this message. If you're hearing this message, you are the resistance. Peace.